Peyton Wilson says that the Steelers' communication issues of last year, they're a thing of the past. They're communicating as good as they've communicated in a long time in their, what, 4.5 practices now into training camp, because yesterday's practice number one in pads didn't happen because of Mother Nature. We'll make fun of that a little bit coming up at the bottom of the hour. The question is, the Steelers on paper, they're loaded defensively. Do we trust Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin to get the most out of this unit? Doran feeling good about it. Me, not so much. Steelers have been outscored 63-0 in the first quarter of their last 5 playoff games. Now, this defense is better on paper than that defense was. Those defenses were. I'm not going to give Tomlin benefit of the doubt. We all know that this is Mike Tomlin's defense. There have been differences, though, depending on the coordinator. Keith Butler, when he was the DC, they blitzed a lot.
Oh, look how Minka played underneath him.
And he played totally different.
Right.
Brian Flores was here a couple of years ago. Brian Flores goes up to Minnesota. They blitz more than any team in football. They blitzed a lot 2 years ago. They didn't blitz as much last year. They were in cover one, cover three a bunch. And you wonder if it's one of those necessity is the mother of invention things. Like, did they blitz less because of the communication issues? Did they play simple coverages because of the communication issues? That might have been the case.
Or personnel. Like, think about it. Would you trust Dante Jackson and Joey Porter Jr. in a second year to cover?
Me?
Right.
No.
Right. So, I mean,
Beanie Bishop?
And Cam Sutton?
Cam Sutton was the worst of the bunch.
I mean, you can't blitz. It's like impossible. Mm-hmm. You blitz, you're going to get tore up.
Yep.
Now, a little bit different.
And they're moving Watt around. I mean, we get reports early. Watt on the over the left tackle.
You can only do what your personnel can give you.
Sure.
So last year, you look at the personnel, and it's like, okay, like, this is what we can do. This is what we feel comfortable doing. We never want to get bit in the butt or put ourselves in a situation where we're going to expose ourselves. And I think that they played, and Mike Tomlin does play football or coaches football like this conservatively, usually. That's his kind of makeup. But I feel like they played ultra conservatively because the personnel that they had only could dictate so much. It could only do so much. Till the fact where if you put them in a next level position of blitzing and doing different things, you'd have got even more exposed than you already did at times.
And they got hurt too down the stretch.
Yeah.
I'm not going to discount that. Watt, clearly not the same guy since he got banged up. And Dante Jackson, for all his struggles, you still needed him out there. And he had the back issues at the end of last season. So they are worlds better from a talent standpoint than where they were last year. And I'll take the talent level of a Derek Harmon over what Larry Ogunjobi had become with the Steelers any day, too. And
I don't even remember him making a play.
Dude.
Like, no, I don't remember him making one significant play.
I liken him to Nick Spaulding of the Penguins. They got him. I don't remember a single thing he did in a Penguin sweater. Larry Ogunjobi, man, was as invisible gets. Like, that dude, he'd show up on the stat sheet once every 4 games, make a play.
I don't remember it. You'd look at the stat sheet and be like, oh, he had a tackle.
Probably fell on a guy. Right. Cam Hayward was holding up or something.
Yeah.
So, again, I believe in the talent level, and I believe conceptually in what we think they're trying to do. We think they're going to blitz more. We think they're going to play a hell of a lot of man coverage. I love that. And I think Patrick Queen should be better in year 2. I think Peyton Wilson should be better in his second year in the league. There's a lot of reasons for optimism, but I can't get 63-0 out of my head.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Yeah.
And
I get it.
I bet you, dude, I bet you they start out like gangbusters, too.
Mm-hmm.
Defense always ahead of offense. We've talked about that a bunch. And they're not playing a murderer's row of offenses early either. I bet you they look great defensively. How do you finish, though? And the schedule gets harder in the second half of the year. We'll
think about the Levi Wallaces that, you know, these are guys that were starting. I mean, Miles Jack, Joe Schobert. Like, these are the guys that were your starters on defense for the last 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You can only do so much.
I mean, there's no excuse.
Right. There's no excuse.
We can agree on that.
Yeah.
Like, you better be a top 3 defense in the league. And I'm talking, you better shut down the run. You better be among the league leaders in sacks. You better be among the league leaders in turnovers forced. All across the board. You're spending $20+ million more than the next closest team. And I don't necessarily hate that strategy. I really don't, whenever you're not paying a quarterback. but you got to get the most out of it. And the most out of this roster, the most out of what's on paper, would be the best defense in the league. Maybe the best defense they've had since 2010. On paper.
Mm-hmm.
On paper. Now, LeBeau's been gone for a while, and they have had good defenses, at least in the regular season since LeBeau's gone. So I understand the overall point made by the
caller. When did LeBeau leave, what, 13?
14, I want to say. But
because he was in Tennessee, I think, in 14 when I was there.
You have Dom Capers, too?
Where?
Tennessee.
No, Ray Horton.
That was it. That was it. That was it.
Yep.
That was it. Yeah, last year was 2014.
14?
Yeah, for Dick LeBeau.
Gotcha.
Here's another question. If Tomlin's such a defensive genius, I asked that way too snarkily. If Tomlin is this defensive genius, why do you got to go above and beyond and spend all this money on offense?
On defense?
On defense, excuse me, yes. I mean, you've got the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan's this wizard, and he's like, ah, give me Brock Purdy. I'm with Brock Purdy.
I think we lose the concept of the highest paid defense because TJ Watt takes a chunk of it. And it's not like dispersed.
He's the quarterback.
He's
when you think about the salary structure.
Right.
Like if you had a high paid offense, most of the teams that do, you'd say, okay, their quarterback, he's making 50.
Right.
Yeah.
So TJ Watt takes a big chunk of the highest paid defense. It's not like everybody, you know, like eight players are making the same amount and that makes them the highest paid defense. There's like four, three.
Top heavy.
Top heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.